Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking right now on Fox 50, a shooting and a crash on I-440 injuring two people, one critically, both linked, both causing big traffic problems. We have you covered on this developing situation as you look live at both scenes.
Plus, the big traffic problem we've been telling you about for weeks is now officially underway. What you need to know about the closure at Hillsborough Street in Raleigh, where you are looking live right now.
And another exciting day on the hardwood ahead after UNC and NC State advance in the ACC tournament. All the games today featuring North Carolina teams.
They can all advance as well because nobody's playing each other.
How cool is that?
I think it's really on.
So glad you're with us here on Fox 50. Lots to share with you. I'm Ken Smith.
I'm Jeff Hogan. It is great to have you here as we get a Thursday rolling. It is blue skies. Yeah. It is chilly outside. Elizabeth Gardner with the WRL Severe Weather Center. A nice look at Andrew.
And we started early this morning with temperatures in the upper 20s and low and mid 30s. We're beginning to warm up a little bit. We also have a band of clouds that's starting to cruise in across the area. This is going to be in and out rather quickly. Making a pretty view here at Andrew, isn't it? Clear here and some clouds there on the right side of the screen. Officially at RDU, it is 40 degrees right now and it is not windy, fortunately. It was windy yesterday and the day before, but that is over with. Temperatures are in the mid-40s now in Fayetteville, Clinton, Rocky Mount, and Wilson. We're at 40 in the Triangle, still holding on to that 32 up in Roxboro, but temperatures there will warm up a bit as well. Just a few degrees cooler than it was this time yesterday. We're on our way to a slightly warmer afternoon than yesterday. Mid-50s at lunchtime. We'll see mid-60s for highs this afternoon. Enjoy this weather while we have it. This is likely to be the warmest day that we're going to see at least in the next seven. Nothing like what we saw at the beginning of the week in the 70s, but here's what we're looking at tomorrow. A good chance for rain for the first half of the day. Not likely to see thunderstorms, but it's going to be cool and wet. We also have showers in the forecast for part of the weekend. I'll help you plan around it. Coming up, Brian.
Following breaking news here at 8:02, we still have an active scene out at Wake Forest Road at Hodges Street, all because of a shooting investigation this morning. That section of Wake Forest Road still closed between Hodges Street and Creekside Drive. Michael Grace is out there in the WRL Breaking News Tracker, joins us with a live update. Michael, this is probably going to be closed for quite a while.
Yeah, Brian, and they're even putting up more crime scenes here near this intersection of Hodges and Wake Forest. What we know so far, two people shot, both taken to the hospital. One has serious injuries, the other expected to be okay. But let's get you up to Sky 5 to show you this massive scene. So they've got this roped off here at Wake Forest in Hodges, but they've also gone ahead and roped off what looks to be the Nouveau Lounge on Hodges, as well as another business down Hodges Road. And officers have been going up and down Hodges looking for potential witnesses for this shooting. Right now, they don't have any suspect information, but that is the scene that I'm looking at. There's also an SUV that they've been taking a look at. It has multiple bullet holes on one side through the window, and it also has a popped tire. Not sure if that is also from a potential gunshot as well, but I also tried to speak to the Biscuitville workers here. This is where the shooting happened, right in front of it, and they tell me that their media team does plan on releasing a statement about this shooting, so we'll have that update coming up here in a little bit as well, Brian.
All right, thanks for that live update, Michael. And again, that section of Wake Forest that's closed is between Hodges and Creekside, which is just south of Six Forks Road. Best alternate route to use while that's closed is going to be a combination of Six Forks and Atlantic. We're already picking up some delays on northbound Atlantic Avenue between Hodges Street and Six Forks Road. Now, there's a second scene right now on 440 westbound, right around Capitol Boulevard. I want to take you to live pictures from Sky 5 there. This is a vehicle crash related to that shooting investigation. And in these live pictures, you can see where they have that SUV taped off there. The left lane is blocked on 440 westbound, and we're seeing some big delays beginning around I-87 all the way out toward Capitol Boulevard. And you can see from the shot there on Sky 5, as soon as you get through that scene at the interchange, traffic on 440 westbound looks fine. So if you can pick up the westbound lanes of 440 from Capitol Boulevard, you'll be in good shape heading out toward Wake Forest and Six Forks. It's coming in from Knightdale, where you're seeing the big problems right now. We're measuring a 25-minute delay on our sensors. If you're trying to get across town coming in from 87 and you typically use 440 westbound, consider using 40 westbound through the south side of Raleigh. Even with those delays that we typically see there around Lake Wheeler Road out toward Gorman Street, you still will save a little bit of time this morning. I want to head out to Durham where we're tracking another crash. This one's on 40 eastbound just beyond the Fayetteville Road interchange. Traffic seems to be flowing maybe a little more freely out there. We know the left lane was blocked for a while, but it looks like that's been moved over to the shoulder. We have a delay right now of 22 minutes showing up on the sensors, so about a 22-minute backup from 15501 out toward 885. Consider using 54 as a good alternate route as you come out of Chapel Hill this morning. If you can take that out to Fayetteville Road and pick up 40 eastbound from there, that should save you about 10 to 15 minutes.
Brian, thanks. The other big traffic story we're following this morning is over near the state fairgrounds. We've been alerting you about this change for several days now. A major detour is now in place for the next few months. WREL's Nyhart Hardin is live at Hillsborough and Blue Ridge right now to show us what drivers can expect when they approach that intersection.
All morning long, we have seen drivers really surprised by all of this. You can tell right here the backup that this is causing. People are coming to this area near the state fairgrounds here. They notice the road closed sign, and they're having to turn around and go back where they came from to follow the detour. This, as it is the very first morning that drivers are having to deal with this closure. The intersection closed around 8 o'clock last night, and crews continued to work through the night. This morning, though, they actually added a connector road to provide some access between Hillsborough Street and Blue Ridge Road during the construction. We asked drivers how they're feeling about the detours.
I guess that means I'll have to go down Western, which means I'll have to get on the highway, deal with even worse traffic every morning, so I'm not thrilled about that.
DOT says this is all to make the area safer for people going to and from major events at nearby venues. Drivers will need to look for new ways to get around the closure for the next several months. DOT expects this to be complete by the fall. Nyhart Hardin, WREL News in Raleigh.
We're following some breaking news overseas. We learned in the last 90 minutes, six people are dead and power is out all across Ukraine in a series of missile strikes in the country in weeks. Authorities say dozens of Russian missiles hit residential buildings and critical infrastructure overnight. New video shows the aftermath of one of those strikes in the western part of the country. Search crews are looking for survivors. The barrage comes as Russia tries to advance its assault in eastern Ukraine. Both sides have been in a stalemate there for half a year.
And more breaking news from overnight. This closer to home, the top Republican in the U.S. Senate is in a D.C. hospital after a serious fall. A spokesperson for Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says he tripped at a hotel last night during a dinner. No word on the extent of his injuries or how long it may take him to recover. The 81-year-old Republican is the Senate's longest-serving GOP leader. He's the third senator to be hospitalized in recent weeks.
Well, the man charged with the murder of an 82-year-old Home Depot employee in Hillsborough is expected back in court today. 26-year-old Terry McMillan of Durham is accused of pushing Gary Razor to the ground at the Home Depot on October 18th. You see it happening right there in that picture. Police say McMillan was stealing pressure washers. Razor broke several bones on that fall and died at the end of November because of complications from his injuries.
In about 2 hours at 10 a.m., Norfolk Southern CEO will testify in Congress about last month's toxic train derailment in Ohio. CEO Alan Shaw is expected to tell lawmakers he is deeply sorry for the crash in East Palestine, Ohio on February 3rd. The train was carrying hazardous chemicals when it derailed. Officials say Norfolk Southern then burned off thousands of gallons of vinyl chloride to prevent an explosion. Shaw says he is determined to make it right and the company will clean the site safely, thoroughly, and with urgency, he says.
The quarterfinals of the ACC tournament tip off today in Greensboro with four North Carolina teams still alive in the bracket. NC State will play Clemson tonight after a big win last night over Virginia Tech. The Wolfpack came away with a 97-77 win in their tournament opener. UNC also keeping its March Madness hopes alive. The Tar Heels will play Virginia tonight in the quarterfinals after taking down Boston College. UNC pulled out to big lead early and never looked back, winning 85-61. 21. And Duke will get its tournament run started today. The fourth-seeded Blue Devils will play Pittsburgh. The game is set to tip off at 2:30 this afternoon. Now, if they win, they would play the winner of Miami and Wake Forest in the semifinals. By the way, that Wake Forest-Miami game tips off at noon today. And WREL's live ACC tournament coverage continues later today. Brett Neitz will join the WREL sports team in the Greensboro Coliseum for pre- and post-game coverage.
10 minutes after 8, as we stay on top of the breaking news in Raleigh, this is a live look from the ground on I-440. Police continue to investigate the crash that's linked to a double shooting on Wake Forest Road. We'll have another update just ahead. Plus,
new video into Fox 50 shows fists flying on a flight this week. What one passenger says started a fight on this plane.
We'll see mostly sunny skies across our area today. Nice and dry and the warmest day of the next 7. Tomorrow features rain as well as late Sunday into Monday. I'll show you the timeline for showers as we head through the weekend coming up.
Welcome back at 8:13. You're looking live at Southern Pines, the golf course at Longleaf Golf and Family Club. Down there in Southern Pines, great day for golfing. What a beautiful morning. Let's go right over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WREL Severe Weather Center. Everywhere you look, beautiful morning.
Yeah, that was beautiful there in Southern Pines, wasn't it? Some pretty views across most of the viewing area. Goldsboro is seeing clear skies right now, but both Apex and Chapel Hill, a little bit of cloud cover in the shot here. We are looking at just a little narrow band of clouds swinging through. The bulk of the day is going to be sunny. And speaking of being outside, I would take advantage of it today. I mean, definitely not as warm as it was to start the week, but from here on out, past today, for the next 7 days, temperatures are going to be noticeably cooler, highs in the 50s, lows mostly in the 30s. With temperatures like this, you may or may not feel like actually tailgating at the Hurricanes game, but they do play tonight at 5 o'clock, still 62 with some sunshine and light winds. So maybe just fine out there by 10 o'clock when the game's over, chilly at 49 degrees. Here's what's coming at us on Friday. We're going to see this rain by the time we are all headed out the door tomorrow morning. There's some thunder and lightning along this warm front, but we're not likely to see that here. We'll see some scattered light rain for Friday morning. This afternoon's looking nice and dry and sunny. Here's lunchtime. We'll move it on out to 5 o'clock. And then by midnight, here comes some clouds. And then by, say, 6 or 7 o'clock, we're looking at rain across the area. Notice it's fairly patchy and light. It's not going to be heavy rain or thunderstorms. It does pick up a little bit between 8 and noon. And then after that, it starts to move out. We may not see a whole lot of sunshine tomorrow afternoon, but gradually we'll begin to see some clearing during the evening and overnight. And that'll set us up for a nice day Saturday. We're going to be in between systems. It'll be on the chilly side at 10 a.m., 46 degrees. If you're headed down to the St. Patrick's Day Parade in downtown Raleigh, to me, that's coat weather. You know, maybe you can find the sunny side of the street to stand on. The parade kicks off at 10. At lunchtime, temperatures will still be in the upper 40s. System number 2 arrives on Sunday. We're looking at a chilly rain on Sunday. That's going to be mainly late in the day and then into Monday morning. This is going to be the heavier rain that we'll see out of the two systems. Here's Saturday at 8 a.m. You can see little trough swings by, but we'll see partly cloudy skies. We'll see the clouds increasing Saturday night. And then Sunday, we'll see increasing showers. I'm not sure that it's going to rain the first half of the day, but definitely during the afternoon, we're looking at scattered showers on Sunday. And then that continues on Sunday night into Monday. Monday's morning commute looks pretty wet at this point, and then we'll see some gradual clearing. Friday's rain looks pretty light. We'll likely see somewhere between a tenth of an inch and a quarter of an inch. But by the time we get to later on Monday, it's likely to be closer to maybe an inch. Also, over the weekend, we spring forward. We go back to daylight time. Don't forget to do that. And, you know, maybe you can just sleep in an extra hour to make up for that hour that we lose. After that, looking at clear skies on Tuesday and Wednesday, but it's still going to be pretty chilly for the next 7 days with those highs in the 50s and most of our lows in the 30s, Brian.
8:16, as we continue to follow this breaking news in Raleigh, a shooting investigation with two active scenes right now. First of all, live pictures from the WREL breaking news tracker of Wake Forest Road, which is closed right now between Hodges Street and Creekside Drive. You can see where the investigation is centered around that SUV there. Raleigh police likely going to be on the scene for quite a while this morning. Let's talk about the best alternate route to get around that closure as we zoom into Wake Forest Road just south of the Beltline this morning. And it's closed at Hodges Street. Hodges and Creekside, that is the section that's blocked. That's just south of Six Forks Road, and you need to consider using Six Forks and Atlantic as a good alternate route. At this point, we are seeing some delay showing up on the sensors in that area. There's a second scene out on the Beltline at the Capitol Boulevard interchange, a 24-minute delay showing up right now on sensors. We'll take you to live pictures from Sky 5 that's been hovering over this active investigation. Left lane is blocked right there, right under the Capitol Boulevard bridge on 440 westbound. If you can pick up 440 westbound from Capitol Boulevard, you'll be on the other side of all these delays, but the backups begin before you get to I-87. It's slow all the way through New Bern Avenue up to Capitol, so allow that extra time this morning. And we're also seeing some pretty heavy ramp delays on southbound Capitol Boulevard coming in from Knightdale. Around the rest of the triangle, we're not seeing too many big problems right now. The typical delays on 40 westbound through Wake County, but I am watching some heavy backups in Durham on 40 eastbound. This is that live camera at Fayetteville Road. We had an earlier crash out there just beyond Fayetteville Road. It looks like they may have cleared that crash over to the side of the road, but we're still seeing some very heavy lingering delays. About a 30-minute backup through that area. Consider using 54 to Fayetteville Road as an alternate route, and then from there you can pick up 40 eastbound and avoid most of those delays.
Brian, thanks. Former Franklin County substitute teachers facing a list of felonies after being accused of sexually abusing a child. Patrick Perry was arrested yesterday. The Franklin County Sheriff's Office says the abuse happened on January 17th and 18th while Perry was working as a substitute teacher at Bunn Middle School. He's charged with taking indecent liberties with a child. Perry is being held in jail on a $120,000 bond.
The Red Cross is helping two people who are out of their home after a fire near Fuquay Marina. The WRL Breaking News Tracker was on the scene last night. This was Longfellow Street. When firefighters got there, they saw flames and smoke coming out of that house. Investigators think the fire started in the kitchen.
New on Fox 50, the safety of air travel is once again being questioned this morning as video goes viral of a yet another violent encounter on a flight. You can see two men fighting on the plane before punches are thrown. It happened on Monday on a Southwest flight in Dallas. One passenger in the video accused the other of bumping into his wife. Both men were taken off the plane, but police say no one was arrested. This is just the latest in a series of fights or problems involving planes over the past several weeks.
New developments this morning in the European country of Georgia after two nights of violent protests. The country's ruling party agreed overnight to drop a bill that set off the protests, which you can see in this video. The bill would have required any media group or organization getting 20% or more of its income abroad to register as foreign agents. Critics, including the U.S. government, called it a Russian-inspired effort to block political opposition. Georgia has applied for European Union status.
Well, the Justice Department is now reviewing use of force policies at the Memphis Police Department after the deadly beating and arrest of Tyre Nichols. The order comes after a new DOG report shows a pattern of discrimination against black Americans at the Louisville Metro Police Department. The two-year review started after the 2020 shooting death of Breonna Taylor. Federal authorities say the botched raid at her apartment led them to discover a history of excessive force, the use of invalid warrants, and much more.
I don't even know what to think, to know that this thing shouldn't have never happened and that it took 3 years for anybody else to say that it shouldn't have.
Louisville's police department is not admitting any constitutional violations, but it does plan to revamp its training and support services for officers and is working with the Justice Department to make that happen.
Today, you can give your feedback on plans to improve the work or walkability in the town of Garner. Now, the town is hosting an open house style public forum to talk about its comprehensive pedestrian plan. This is happening at White Deer Park Nature Center on Aversboro Road from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. The plan includes recommendations for new sidewalks and other walking paths in that town.
Well, the town of Wilson's Mills is getting funding from the state to make room as that town expands. The local government commission approved $1.5 million for the town yesterday. That money will be used to buy 11.5 acres of land and five buildings. The town leaders say they need to expand their staffing in the next couple of years. The town's current 900-square-foot town hall is at capacity with 31 people working there.
Soon you'll see some big changes to Spotify as the app rebrands itself to look a lot more like TikTok. Spotify just announced a revamp of its app home screen, which will now allow you to scroll vertically on your phone into a feed similar to that of TikTok. You'll be able to listen to your music while scrolling this new recommendation feed on mute. The company says the goal is to make it easier for you to discover new music.
Harry and Meghan are giving their children royal titles, even as they distance themselves from Buckingham Palace. The Duke and Duchess of Sussex say their daughter was just christened as Princess Lilibet Diana. Lilibet can have that title because she is the grandchild of the male line of King Charles. The king did not attend that christening, by the way. Harry and Meghan stepped down from their royal duties, but have not given up their duties and royal titles.
They haven't stepped out of the spotlight either, no. It seems, after all this. You know, they didn't want it, but they keep getting it somehow.
And, of course, a lot of people are wondering now if Harry and Meghan will attend the coronation of King Charles. It's set for May. Now, they've been contacted in terms of attending, but they have not said whether or not they plan to make that trip to the U.K. for that ceremony.
Yeah, mixed messages coming from across the pond, right? They get kicked out of Frogmore Estate, you know, they kicked out of one of their homes there, but then invited to the coronation, so
King
maybe
Charles
make good.
Trying to, I guess, keep his family together. How about that?
Trying, yeah.
Well, lots more to share with you at 8:22. Nearly 2 days later, a massive wildfire only growing bigger. Just ahead, where efforts stand in the fight against these flames near a neighborhood in Cumberland County.
And we're watching that breaking news as it happens in Raleigh. A double shooting on Wake Forest Road and a crash that it leads to on I-440. It's a live look right now from on the ground on I-440. Police are blocking that left lane. Traffic has been backed up there for more than an hour. Another update of this impact on your morning commute coming up.
Listen to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It's 8:26 right now on your Thursday morning. I'm Jeff Hogan with a look at the top stories we are following for you. I want to take you back to live pictures right now. Breaking news in Raleigh, Wake Forest Road is still closed now, more than 2 hours after a double shooting there. Police say two men were shot just before 6 a.m. near Hodges Road. One has life-threatening injuries. The other is expected to survive. Brian Schrader has the traffic impact and another crash linked to all this, Brian.
We're going to start with that crash, or rather that investigation that has closed Wake Forest Road between Hodges Street and Creekside Drive. That is just south of the Beltline and Six Forks Road. This is likely going to be closed for much of the morning commute, so consider using Six Forks and Atlantic as a good alternate route. We are picking up some delays on the sensors there, especially on Atlantic Avenue. And there is a second scene on 440 westbound right around Capitol Boulevard. Live pictures from the ground there showing us the police investigation that has closed the left lane of 440 westbound right there under the Capitol Boulevard bridge. And you can see Raleigh police are out there. Traffic is getting by, but of course we are seeing some pretty busy or heavy delays as you head away from 87 up toward Capitol Boulevard. Right now, more than 20 minutes of backup showing up on the sensors. If you're coming in from Knightdale, consider using 40 westbound through the south side of Raleigh as a good alternate route. Also look out for delays in South Durham on 40 eastbound because of an earlier crash right around Fayetteville Road. Consider using 54 maybe as an alternate route.
It's a nice out there right now in Goldsboro, mostly clear. We do have some cloud cover that's moved in across parts of the region. Our temperatures are now starting to climb into the low to mid 40s, and we'll end up seeing temperatures this afternoon in the mid 60s as the kids are getting off the bus with a good bit of sunshine.
Next on Fox 50, what is next for our hometown teams in the ACC tournament? Plus, still ahead on today, Kerry Washington is live ahead of her new season premiere.
Shot in 4K ultra-high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
The shooting has shut down a busy intersection in Raleigh. Coming up, I'll tell you where it happened and about the conditions of those who were shot.
That's one scene in the shooting investigation. There's another scene out on the Beltline around Capitol Boulevard. I'll show you how to get around those delays.
They all got shot at the same time, and she watched them die.
Just heartbreaking testimony from the mother of one of the two survivors of a kidnapping in Mexico. As we learn, there was a fifth person involved in that trip. Lots of news here, 8:30 on your Thursday morning. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Ken Smith. You see behind us, very nice day shaping up there, Dick Spark. Let's go ahead and get right over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner, the WRA Severe Weather Center. Just every way you look, Carolina blue skies.
Yeah, it looks gorgeous here in Lewisburg, doesn't it? A little bit of high thin cloud cover up there. There's been a couple of places where we've had some overcast briefly this morning, but that's exactly what it'll be, just brief. And most of the day will be nice and bright. And we'll warm up nicely. It's 40 degrees right now, officially in the triangle. Our winds are calm. Yesterday it was breezy and the day before, so we're looking at nice calm winds for us today. It's still 34 in Roxborough and 39 in Southern Pines, but everybody else is starting to warm up now into the low to mid 40s. We're going to be in the mid 50s at lunchtime and highs will be in the mid 60s this afternoon with mostly sunny skies. Enjoy that, because after today, all of our highs for the next 6 days are in the 50s and lows are mostly in the 30s. So we continue to have some more winter-like conditions for the next 6 or 7 days or so, probably even beyond that. Here's what's happening tomorrow. We have a front that comes through. It's going to bring us some showers for the first half of the day. It's likely to taper off right around lunchtime. It's going to be chilly too. And then we also have some rain for Sunday night and a Monday, and I'll walk you through that as well. Coming up, Brian.
Elizabeth, here at 8:32, we continue to follow this breaking news in Raleigh, a shooting investigation with two scenes causing some big problems for the morning commute. We'll talk about the traffic impacts coming up in just a couple of minutes, but first of all, let's start at the scene of one of those investigations sites on Wake Forest Road right around Hodges Street. That's where Michael Grace is live this morning with WRAL Breaking News Tracker. Michael, what have you learned?
Well, we know so far two people shot just before 6 a.m. Both taken to the hospital. One has serious injuries. The other is expected to be okay, and they have blocked off this entire intersection for the investigation. I'm going to get you to this video, though, from Sky 5 over the scene to show you how massive it is. They have focused a lot on an SUV in the middle of this Hodges and Wake Forest intersection scene. There is multiple bullet holes that you can see through the window of the car. They actually just brought out a dog to sniff the area near that SUV. And they've also got crime tape around the Nouveau Lounge, which is just down the street on Hodges. And investigators have been going up and down trying to get any individuals near those businesses for potential witnesses. Now, I did try to talk to the employees at Biscuitville, where the shooting all happened, and they are expected to be releasing a press release from their media team later this morning. Another thing we're still working on with investigators is any sort of suspect information, because in their press release, they said they do not have any at this time. So we'll hopefully get some updates from police as well, Brian.
All right, Michael, thanks for that live update. And with an investigation like this, it's likely that section of Wake Forest Road between Hodges and Creekside Drive is going to be closed for quite a while this morning. So consider using Six Forks Road and Atlantic Avenue as alternate routes. We are seeing some delays building through that area. And keep in mind also, just in the past couple of minutes, we have a report of a crash on Six Forks Road right around Anderson Drive. So using that, getting out toward the Beltline interchange may be a little tough this morning as well. Another scene in this investigation is out on 440 at Capitol Boulevard. Right now, our sensors are measuring some big delays there. I want to take you to live pictures from that investigation. This is 440 westbound there in the distance where you see all that traffic. This SUV is taped off. Raleigh police are on the scene. That left lane is blocked right now on 440 westbound. As we take you back to the map right now, I can tell you that the delays begin around I-87 and extend all the way out toward Capitol Boulevard. It's about a 30-minute backup overall heading out toward the New Bern Avenue interchange. If you can pick up 440 westbound from Capitol Boulevard, you'll be on the other side of all that. Keep in mind, coming in from Knightdale this morning on 87 southbound, we're seeing some pretty heavy ramp delays out there as well between Hodge Road out toward the 440 interchange, so you need to allow some extra time. If you're trying to get across Raleigh from Knightdale over toward the carrier airport areas, use 40 westbound through South Raleigh. That should save you at least a little bit of time, maybe between 5 and 10 minutes, according to the latest updates we're getting from the sensors there. Also, still tracking some delays in South Durham. We had an earlier crash on 40 eastbound just beyond the Fayetteville Road interchange. Traffic's flowing here on the camera, but we're still seeing some big delays coming in from Chapel Hill this morning, about a 24-minute backup overall. Consider using 54 out to Fayetteville Road. From there, if you can pick up 40 eastbound, you should be on the other side of most of these backups.
Brian, all that plus this. You will want to give yourself some extra time this morning if you're driving near the state fairgrounds. There's a major detour taking place for the next few months. WRL's Naya Harden is at Hillsborough Street near Blue Ridge Road this morning to tell us what drivers are facing there.
All morning long, we have seen drivers really surprised by all of this. You can tell right here the backup that this is causing. People are coming to this area near the state fairgrounds here. They notice the road closed sign, and they're having to turn around and go back where they came from to follow the detour. This, as it is the very first morning that drivers are having to deal with this closure. The intersection closed around 8 o'clock last night, and crews continued to work through the night. This morning, though, they actually added a connector road to provide some access between Hillsborough Street and Blue Ridge Road during the construction. DOT says this is all to make the area safer for people going to and from major events at nearby venues. Drivers will need to look for new ways to get around the closure for the next several months. DOT expects this to be complete by the fall. Nia Harden, WRAL News in Raleigh.
Well, the search for a missing 15-year-old is back underway at Jordan Lake at this hour. Family released a photo of Roberta Enrique DeLitto last night. The Chatham County Sheriff's Office has so far only found a jacket, a life jacket, and a jet ski the teen was riding. Deputies say he was with another family member when his jet ski broke down on Tuesday. When that family member went to get help and returned, DeLitto was gone. Again, dive teams and other crews back at Jordan Lake this morning searching for that missing teen.
We'll get an update in just about 90 minutes on a growing wildfire. The fire on Dudley Road in Cumberland County has tripled in size since we were talking about it this time yesterday morning. So that means it's up to now over 300 acres that fire has spread. And as of 5 p.m. yesterday, just 60% contained. WRAL Sky 5 flew over the flames in the eastern part of the county. Banders Fire Chief says crews from several agencies did a remarkable job saving lives and property. About 10 families were rescued and evacuated, and fire crews managed to save at least four homes.
A push to toughen punishments for violent protests. Goodreads Governor Cooper's desk today. Final votes are expected in the North Carolina Senate today on the so-called anti-riot bill. It's in response to the 2020 riots in Raleigh over racial injustice that left several businesses damaged downtown. Critics say the bill is racist and will prevent people from holding peaceful protests, but supporters say it will discourage violence at demonstrations. If the bill passes, Governor Cooper has not said if he plans to sign it. He previously vetoed a similar measure.
The bodies of two Americans killed during a kidnapping in Mexico will arrive in the U.S. today. Shahid Woodard and Zindel Brown will be brought to a funeral home in Brownsville, Texas. That's where autopsies will be done following exams by a medical examiner in Mexico. Two survivors are already back in the U.S. Eric Williams, who was shot in the legs three times, is being treated in a Texas hospital. Latavia Washington McGee was expected to return home to South Carolina yesterday. The group went to Mexico so McGee could get cosmetic surgery. Prosecutors believe members of a Mexican drug cartel mistook them for drug smugglers. McGee's mother describes what her daughter experienced.
Man came up and hit him, and that's when they started shooting at the car. Shooting inside the van or whatever, and I guess that since the other rest tried to run and they got shot at the same time. Yeah. Shahid and Zell and Eve, they all got shot at the same time. And she watched them die.
We also learned a fifth person planned to go with the group but left their car because they didn't have the needed documentation to cross the border with Mexico. Police say that same person called police when the group didn't return.
Well, it's a big day for college basketball fans. All four games in the ACC tournament quarterfinals in Greensboro feature a North Carolina team. WRAL's Chris Lee shows us what to expect.
The ACC tournament back in Greensboro for the 29th time. So, of course, our in-state teams had to defend home court, and they did it very well on Wednesday. North Carolina needing to accumulate wins to keep their NCAA tournament hopes alive. Taking on Boston College, Armando Bacot had a scare and rolled his ankle in the first half, but he was able to return in the second half. 10 points for him, 22 points for Caleb Love as the Heels move on, 85-61.
We was in this position last year, as far as you know. They didn't believe in us last year, so, and you know, we just kept writing our story, so that's what we're going to continue to do this weekend.
NC State with the late draw taking on Virginia Tech, and this one was over from the jump. A hot shooting night for baby T Turquavion Smith, 11 of 13 and a game high, 30 points. NC State moves on, 97-77.
I knew I was going to go off before the first shot, honestly. I had good preparation. I've been putting in a lot of work. I've kind of been struggling, so the motivation I got from my team and my teammates and coaches. It was just incredible.
There's going to be so much action in Greensboro today as North Carolina will take on Virginia at 7 o'clock. NC State will take on Clemson at 9:30. Duke will make their tournament debut. They begin at 2:30, taking on Pitt. And to round out the Big Four in the state of North Carolina, we have to talk about Wake Forest as they're going to play Miami at noon. In Greensboro, I'm Chris Lee, WREL Sports.
Good times in Greensboro. WREL's live ACC tournament coverage gets back underway later today on WREL. Brett Neese will join the WREL sports team at the Greensboro Coliseum for pre- and post-game coverage.
8:41 right now. Traffic's still a big problem on I-440. We'll give you this live look right now as police investigate that crash linked to a double shooting. Another update on the effects on your morning travel just ahead.
Also, we're tracking a slightly milder day weather-wise as you look live at Sanford this morning. When we see you again in a few minutes, we'll talk about the seven-day forecast and the possibility of rain coming in sometime tomorrow and part of this weekend. Back in a moment.
It is 8:44. It looks beautiful here as we take a look at Rocky Mount Mills. You can see the sun glinting on the water tower right there. And, of course, the Tar River right behind. It's a nice morning out there. It's on the cool side. Our temperatures around the triangle are right about 40 degrees. We've climbed into the mid-40s over here in Rocky Mount. We'll climb into the low 60s by the time we get to, say, 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Still a couple 30s on the maps. 39 right now in Southern Pines and 37 in Roxboro. But, again, Rocky Mount and Wilson at 44, 45 Goldsboro, 47 in Clinton. So we're starting to see those temperatures creep up a little bit. Our 24-hour temperature change now. It's just a few degrees cooler than it was this time yesterday. We'll surpass this afternoon. This afternoon we'll pass yesterday's low. Our high was in the low 60s, and we're looking at mid-60s this afternoon. And really, for this time of year, that's pretty pleasant. Our normal high is around 60, so we'll be just a touch above normal. It's just that it's been so warm lately. We've had 70s to start the week, and it was very warm for January and February. So these temperatures may feel a little cool to you. 67 in Fayetteville, 62 in South Hill. Of course, we have much cooler weather on the way starting tomorrow through the next 6 or 7 days. Heading to the ACC tournament this afternoon to catch Duke playing Pittsburgh. Weather looks good. We'll see mostly sunny skies at 2 o'clock, 60 degrees in Greensboro. And at 4 o'clock as the game's starting to wrap up, expect 63 degrees. So there might be some traffic there, but shouldn't be any weather problems. 60 is our normal high. We had 64 today. And then after that, Friday through the weekend, our highs are in the 50s. And we're going to add some rain to that on Friday as well. We also have some chilly mornings in our forecast. We're not looking at the cold mornings coinciding with precipitation, so we don't have any wintry precipitation heading our way. But Sunday morning 34 and Tuesday morning 35, both mornings where the National Weather Service could issue a frost advisory for us. They don't normally do it this early because we're usually still seeing a lot of freezing temperatures. But it was so warm for so long that the trees and a lot of the plants are well ahead of schedule in terms of blooming. We're watching this next band of rain that arrives tomorrow. The rest of today stays nice and dry. There's lunchtime up through 5 o'clock, and you can see clear skies. Around midnight, we begin to see the clouds thickening up. And first thing in the morning, say 4, 5, 6 o'clock, we start to see a few scattered showers rolling through. It may be a little bit heavier between 8 and noon, and then it moves on out. Probably stay cloudy all day, but could see some gradual clearing overnight. And that leads us to a nice dry Saturday. But Sunday, late into Monday, will also be wet. Our temperatures remain chilly. We have the potential for below normal temperatures all the way through March 22nd and possibly beyond that. This weekend, don't forget to set your clocks ahead 1 hour as we go back to daylight time. We're dry next week, Tuesday and Wednesday, but still chilly, Brian.
8:47 as we continue to follow breaking news. Wake Forest Road closed around Hodges Street up toward Creekside Drive with a shooting investigation. This is one of those scenes right in front of the Biscuitville there on Wake Forest Road. And you can see that it's likely going to be closed for quite a while as Raleigh police continue that investigation. I want to take you to the map and show you exactly where that is and the best way to get around that this morning. Six Forks and Wake Forest Road is going to be your best option. It is getting busy on Atlantic Avenue according to the sensors, but Six Forks appears to be in pretty good shape heading back toward Wake Forest Road and the Beltline. Keep in mind on Six Forks Road, not too far from there at Anderson Drive, we have a report of a crash and some delays showing up, especially on Anderson. There's a second scene out on the Beltline at Capitol Boulevard, and live pictures show that is still an active investigation as well. On 440 westbound, the left lane is blocked under the Capitol Boulevard Bridge. You see a lot of Raleigh police officers out there, and that what appears to be an SUV is taped off there as the investigation continues. A quick check of the sensors in that area showing the ride on 440 westbound from I-87 around to Wade Avenue overall, a 28-minute delay, but all of the backups are between 87 and Capitol Boulevard. If you're coming in from Knightdale, you're going to run into some delays on 87 southbound beginning around the Hodge Road interchange. It's slow all the way out toward 440. And then if you're trying to get across Raleigh to the west side of town, use 40 westbound through South Raleigh. That will save you a little bit of time this morning. I-40 eastbound looking a lot better in Durham as we take a live look at that camera at Fayetteville Road, checking those sensors. Now measuring only a 4-minute delay between 15501 and 885.
Thanks, Brian. Our viewers in Durham will be happy to know that, you know, as of next week, you're going to have a new grocery store option. Our WRL Smart Shopper, Faye Prosser, joins us now. And Faye, how about this new store? Tell us about it.
That's right, Jeff. So the new Publix at Marketplace at Ellis Crossing will be opening next Wednesday, March 15th. The address is 1065 Eumas Road in Durham, which is off Ellis Road. And you will find that the 46,000 square foot store will employ approximately 130 employees. Plus, Club Publix members can enter a $500 grand opening sweepstakes when you key in your phone number or pay with the Publix app at checkout at the new store from March 15th through the 21st. You can see all the details, of course, over on the article I have for you on the Smart Shopper page.
A great new addition there and great deals like many of the grocery stores. How about your favorite grocery deals this week?
Yeah, so I got you covered. In the produce aisle, you will find green cabbage, only 25 cents a pound at Harris Teeter, just in time for St. Patrick's Day. And spaghetti, acorn, and buttercup squash, only 89 cents a pound over at Food Lion. Strawberries are only $1.69 a pound at Aldi. Plus, in the meat aisle, chicken leg quarters, 59 cents a pound at Food Lion. Boneless chicken breast, $1.99 a pound at Lidl in a family pack. Tyson chicken wings, only $1.99 a pound at Lidl. And flat-cut corned beef, again, in time for St. Patrick's Day, $3.49 a pound at Lidl and $3.99 a pound at Aldi. And finally, you'll find original English muffins, only 99 cents for my Lidl members at Lidl this week. Progresso soup, only $1.67 at Harris Teeter. Turkey Hill ice cream is buy one, get one free, makes it only $1.99 each at Food Lion during their 3-day sale starting tomorrow. And Red Baron pizza, $2.99 at Food Lion during that same 3-day sale. And again, you can see the list of all the top grocery deals over in the Smart Shopper column.
Yeah, stock up deals, seasonal deals with St. Patrick's Day right here. For more smart shopping tips from Faye, you can go to WRL.com, look for the consumer tab and search Smart Shopper. Thanks, Faye.
Well, today we'll get a better idea of the possible changes coming in the next year to RD International, where you're looking live. The Airport Authority holding a special meeting at 1 o'clock this afternoon to discuss its draft budget. Online documents show this year's budget is much bigger than last year's as the airport expects to continue growing. You can comment on it yourself by email through Monday when those comments will be shared with airport leaders. Raleigh is the first stop this weekend for a new pop-up yoga tour. The Melanated Yoga Experience is led by a black instructor and features a shopping event with black-owned businesses. BLK Directory founder Diamond Young saw need after graduating from North Carolina A&T in Greensboro.
Feel confident whether they're going to our yoga event or even a yoga event that's not led by a black instructor. I want them to feel like I'm empowered to do yoga as well. Like I can walk in any space and enjoy the actual practice of yoga. So it's extremely important. It was difficult, but so worth it and so rewarding.
Well, the event is Saturday at 420 Hubert Street. We have much more information on this event on WREL.com.
Join WRL tonight as we celebrate and support our amazing local arts community during the third annual Big Night In for the Arts. This event features performances by Tony Award winner Beth Level, fusion folk artists Larry and Joe, social media dance superstars Costin Mayer, plus a live performance from Grammy-nominated country artist Reese Palmer. You can watch, donate, and celebrate the arts tonight at 7 on WRL or wherever you stream our signal.
Yeah, I'll be tuned in. Hey, as we head to break, take a look at your screen. Your winning lottery numbers are right there. We'll get another check of weather and traffic after the break.